Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with the long-suffering Leo Haviland, author of Words on the Street. Long-suffering because he's been joining me regularly for 8 years and suffering through my attempt to make to ask him questions that are justify his intelligent analysis. Leo, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your patience with me. The Fed, there's so many things going on right now. We've got the regular economy, which is where we live, where I live out here on Main Street. We got small businesses dealing with what's going on. We got society doing things that's unprecedented. This calling schools off for 2 weeks, telling people to work from home hasn't happened on this scale since 9/11. The stock market, the Fed, all this at once. I mean, there's so many things that are being impacted right now. It's hard to keep our head around all of them. What do you think? Is this too much? Is it too much input?
A lot of information in the age of social media and quick transmission of all that, when persons are looking for some kind of guidance, and it's not really happening collectively on the political or economic level, and that creates some of the dramatic fluctuations you're underlining in the equity marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, up 1,000 in the Dow one day, down 1,000 another, even within a bearish trend. And Main Street reasonably should look, for some guidance, but they're facing the stress, not just from the media standpoint, but there's risks of deflation, large sectors losing jobs, or at least some jobs, whether it's energy, restaurants.
Well, when we're limiting travel and behavior and assembly, that's cutting small businesses revenue, let's be honest, most small businesses rely heavily on daily cash flow to stay in business.
Yes,
it's the Blasingame's third. Second law of small business states, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And when you have a situation like this, this can be devastating. There are clubs, civic clubs, Rotary, Civitan, etc., who are not going to meet the next 2 weeks, and the restaurants that have been providing food for them are not going to have those checks. I mean, that's just one example. My Rotary Club's not meeting today, so that little restaurant won't get a $300, $400 check from us.
And a great segment of the American, probably the international population, has been living paycheck to paycheck and have very little savings, which, frankly, all the excitement about, you know, the stock valuations and stock markets, you know, deserving to be high, et cetera, have masked. And a relatively small percentage of the economic community has made a lot of the money in the equity marketplace run up and they call it the good times of the past several years. So when Main Street and small businesses are affected by this potential disaster and certainly big problem of coronavirus and its responses, they're the ones, they Main Street and the small businesses, are going to suffer the most.
Yeah.
Well, raises the question, how does one reverse that fear?
Well, that's right. And of course, part of the Wall Street response is what got us into this part of this problem, and that's being so beholden to China. That's a Wall Street created thing. That's a government policy thing. Hopefully that's one of the silver linings, I think, Leo, is that it's been exposed how beholden we are to them, how dependent we are upon them. Maybe, hopefully, we'll fix that. But do you think that the response to this thing, the sequestering of our societies, do you think, we're doing this based on percentages that have not been proven yet? We don't really know what the mortality rate of this disease is yet, because everybody hasn't been tested. Not like the flu. This isn't mature numbers like the flu. Do you think we're overreacting?
I'm no epidemiologist, but I do see the dilemma of if the world would suffer a 3-4% mortality rate, are they willing to suffer that level of death in exchange, or will they instead try to keep the economy, going? Mm-hmm. It's not an easy answer. I do think that, closing some of the schools for a while, and the gatherings and so forth, and working to get more medical testing out there, of course, wise decisions, but to make it open-ended, the fear feeds on itself.
Yeah.
And it's not like after, a war has started where persons band together.
Right.
They become isolated in this current situation, and that's not good for the economy. And I don't know how the countries around the world easily get out of that.
Well, that's exactly what the issue is. We're going to come back and talk to Leo Haviland some more after the break. LeoHaviland.com is how you spell this, is how you find him online. Haviland with one L. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.